Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98 KUPD.
Thank you, Whistle. It is 6:14 in the morning sickness. Ready to go. Thursday morning. Glorious things happening outside. Eric's going to go out there and teach you things. You're going to learn things this morning. You're going to learn different ways to do stuff. And it's right there in the paper. Learn how. It's almost like he's some sort of those traveling book salesman that comes to town and can teach you the smarter things to do in your life. Learn how you can own a yacht like Tom Vu. Hi, Tom Vu. You like being like me? Wait a minute. That guy's admitting he's an ugly Asian and he's surrounded by supermodels on a yacht. You like be like me? Yeah, I like be like you. I want that. How I like be like you. Let me learn you how.
9 DVDs. And yeah. It's done.
You buy 9 DVD, $185. You like be like me. Look at Tom Vu Live. You like the lie? You're not living Tom Vu Live. I would watch that every night at 2 in the morning. Like, this guy's got something figured out. Even if he's only hanging out with these girls for 30 minutes for the infomercial, that's more than I'm doing. I make an infomercial with hot chick. Tell everybody millionaire. It's worth it. Better than what you're doing, fat ass. That's true. My fat ass is watching you live this life. Whether it's real or not. Is that him from his Indonesian roots? How to make money now. I Tom Vu. I must have watched this 400 times. It's just him on a yacht with just smoking hot American models. I teach you to be like me. Where's Tom Vu today?
Let's find out.
Tom Vu now.
Check out Tom Vu's net worth.
Yeah, Tom Vu. I don't trust that net worth site. I've talked to a couple people and things are complete farce.
Yeah.
But
give or take.
Give or take $10 million, usually.
Yeah.
If it says you got $8 million, you're give or take 10, so you're either upside down 2 or not. But yeah, I wonder if Tom Vu's still hanging in there. But Eric's going to be your Tom Vu today. He's going to be out there telling you how you can do one thing and learn about something else. It's a great way to make you feel like something's happening.
Lost it all in a poker game, Tom Vu.
Come to my event and I'll teach you how to be a millionaire.
It doesn't say that, does it?
No.
That would be great, though.
That'd be hilarious.
I lose everything. Don't let it be like me. Oh, gambling. Gambling bitch.
Those Asians are good at poker, though.
Yeah, they are.
They always scare the crap out of me and they sit at my table.
They're good at dealing.
They're good
at
dealing.
You know what? I never see an Asian play in blackjack. Like, you'd think it would counterbalance the Asian dealer jinx that's always there.
I think they play blackjack as much as for, like, drunken white people.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, as good as they are at manipulating the cards with just their ability to be Asian, you'd think that they could swing the dealer's jinx back towards the players, but it never happens. That Asian dealer
thing is
real.
Tom is now a successful poker player.
He is playing some poker. How about that?
And has earned $1.5 million in poker as of May 20th, 2009.
You like be like me.
Oh, that was 2000. That was back in the poker boom.
Oh, yeah, right. But you like be like me.
Second place finish of the 2007 World Series of Poker, $1,000 no limit hold'em event.
And it was such a smart infomercial, too, because they really played up his inability to speak English clearly. So it's like, this idiot can barely even speak the language. He's making millions. Here I am. What am I waiting for? I'm going to go to the guy's seminar. It's going to be great.
And Vu is all in.
Yeah. Tom Vu, all in. Come on. Cool. Be like me.
I've always wanted to be like you. Right?
Well, so I can only imagine what this seminar is about. So get your
Tom
real
Vu?
Estate license.
Yeah. Buy houses.
Go
buy houses
and
rent a house. Yeah. Eventually, house make you money. Then you buy more house with that money. Then the next thing you know, you Tom Vu, you be like me.
Playing cards, babes, yachts.
That seems so easy. Tom, what if I haven't got any money to buy the first house? Oh, no. Big trouble. You come to next seminar. How to get money to buy first house? Be like me.
Borrow from Tom Vu.
You have to sell kidney.
Tom Vu will carry you.
Tom Vu will carry note. He carry note.
Here's some of his favorite quotes.
Nice.
Today I'm going to show you a sport car. I drive sport car. First, you need a lot of money. Quote two, your friend are loser. Your friends are losers. Now, that is a pretty accurate statement for most people who can't make money. Look around you at the people you're with, probably equal to you.
Look at number four.
You think these girls like me? No. They like my money.
He was honest.
What if you bought a house worth $300,000 for $200,000? Think of the profit you could make. $100,000. Simple math. I used to love Tom Vu. And I'm not going to lie. I've paused the Tom Vu infomercial back in the early 90s on the, on the VHS.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. I tossed to those models. They were all over. And some of them were, you know, just stellar hot. Some of those bikinis were incredible.
Back in the dark times.
Oh, man. Back in the days when you have to record, rewind, pause. Beautiful.
Masturbate Vu's to magazines.
Main, no problem with that.
Vu's main strategy was to control rather than to own real estate.
Yeah.
So you'd go out and look for distressed properties, foreclosures and such, offer to buy these houses at incredible discounts. He claimed to never offer more than 50% of market value.
Slumlord away.
He said it would depend on whether it was the buyer's or seller's market and how much he discounted.
Be like me. Buy garbage. Well, when you come from Indonesian huts and stuff, you're more likely to like think that garbage is worth something to someone. I would never go in there. I'm going to put my money in this mess. Oh, no, these huts be worth something. Land alone. You never be like Tom Vu. I love Tom Vu.
There's always renters.
But Eric, he's our Tom Vu today because he's going to go out there and teach you how you can get things. Do this, and I'll teach you how to do this.
Yeah, you can read it.
That's exactly how it is, right? Eric Vu will be out at Albertsons this morning from 7 to 9 on West Deer Valley Road in Peoria, 83rd Avenue in Deer Valley. Learn how you can get free tickets to the greatest show on grass when you shop at your local Albertsons or Safeway. Purchase $40 of participating products and learn how to get tickets.
Is it as soon as you hit the $40 mark? Like
you just spent $40. I'm going to let you in on a secret. Tickets are on sale. Pretty much everywhere.
You get them anywhere.
That lady over there's got them.
How long is the learning process?
Just a few minutes of your time, please.
You got all sorts of stuff out there. KUPD stuff, $50 in Albertsons gift cards, which is great. You get tickets to the Supercross Series, which is coming up here a couple weeks. Monster Jam's right around the corner. And, of course, tickets to the Phoenix Open, the greatest show on grass, which it is. You don't even have to like golf. People watching, judging human beings, picking out the ladies who are after the millionaires, and picking out the dudes who have that process figured out, who are dressed as millionaires but don't have a penny. Jeremy. A perfect example. Our intern, Jeremy, could put a suit on and wander around. You look older than you actually are. You do. You slick it up a little bit in one suit, one purchase of a suit, and you're going to get some lady. And all you have to say to her goes, my house is being renovated right now, so we can't go back there. But if you guys want to party at your place, I'll be more than happy to get there. You rent yourself an Uber because you're too responsible to take your own Lamborghini out. And these chicks will follow you anywhere. Wrap like 40 ones in two $100 bills. Keep it in a nice money clip. It is the easiest kill in the history of women, period. And I know it's the hashtag MeToo movement, but no holds barred out there at the Phoenix Open because those women are the one doing the harassing. And it's going to rain this weekend and hopefully again in a couple weeks, right before the Phoenix Open starts. And then you get to see women staked in the sides of the hills, which is my favorite thing in the world. They wear their high heels, and if they stand too long, they plug themselves into the earth, and it's a tough get out. A lot of times you'll just walk by and you'll see shoes stuck in the earth and two women trying to pull them out with their hands. I love the Phoenix Open.
Yeah, first round next week. Could see some rain.
Get some rain in there and watch those women start to sink into the earth. There's nothing better.
And if you get out of the bird's nest on Wednesday night, you can check out Flo Rida.
Is Flo Rida here? Sweet.
I know they're shooting for trying to get Snoop Dogg over the weekend. But
Flo Rida, I sat next to him at a Terrence Crawford fight, and he wore a salmon suit, which was a brave decision. But only Flo Rida could pull off. My friend Mark and I just kept going, that's Flo Rida, I think. Is that Flo Rida? I'm like, I don't know. I'll ask. Excuse me, Florida? Florida? He's not responding.
That has to be the funniest event for those guys.
Oh, yeah.
They go out there and just a bunch of older white people out there dancing, doing the white man dance.
Welcome to my house.
I'm seriously thinking right now.
We don't have to go.
Flo.
Get him, Florida.
Hey, Flo, can we get a picture?
I loved Florida in the Negro show, Good Times. Remember Florida Evans? Welcome to my house. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to unbutton another Tommy Bahama button. I know, I'm taking a chance. All right, let's get some cigars and be douches over here now.
Just the funniest scene. I might have to go just to watch
it. I've been to the Phoenix Open 10, 15 times. I've watched golf twice. All right. Florida's getting it. Vanessa, come dance to that song you used to like by the Negro.
I know this one.
I'm a badass.
Yeah. We don't have to go out. Yeah. Ooh. Welcome to my house. Yes. Very expensive.
You are so spot on.
That's what it's going to be. I've been there 100 times. I hosted it one night, which was the worst night of my life. I was way before the bird's nest was important. They let me go up
when
on
it was
stage.
On the ground.
No, it was right there. It was the tent right there. Side, yeah. And we were off to the side. You walked through that tunnel and you walked in and I got to introduce Duck Soup and Semisonic and a couple other bands. But the douche factor.
Who was it? Someone
crowd,
asked you to take the off, or yet they were mad at the interview.
Oh, that was a different. That was Mickey Thomas, the former singer of Starship, yelled at me. Because I started to sing Fooled Around and Fell in Love. I'm like, hey, who's ready to go? Woo! Fooled around and fell in love. The guy comes out and goes, stop singing that! That's not even him! I'm like, it is too. Well, he sang it, but it was a different band. I'm like, oh, so he doesn't do that one? He doesn't need you singing it. And here's what you have to say. Hailing from San Francisco. I'm like, oh, here we go. So I went out there with a note written on my hand. Hailing from San Francisco, the lead singer of the Jefferson Starship, ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Mickey Thomas. I was like, what was that? They made me say that. And then he came out, all right, all full of beans. But that was a different thing. Yeah, get out there for Flo Rida.
Don't go out and be natural.
Oh, God, no. We don't want that. No. We want this to be as cracker vanilla as possible. Please go out there and ruin the introduction and bring no energy to the party
there
by
are
saying
plenty
things
of
you'd never
out
say.
There.
You'd never say this stuff. So go out there and say these words that never would come to mind and try to make it energetic. And don't foul up or he won't come out. That was the other threat. If you screw up his intro, he won't come out. And then now that I've been in radio and done this enough to know, that basically means he hated this gig. He was looking for any excuse not to go out there. And so they gave me this impossible. They didn't count on me being so crude and hillbilly that I would actually write down every word on my hand and not care. All right, is this right? Yeah, we didn't count on that. We thought you'd try to remember it. Nope. I'm new, so I'm going to do everything as best I can. If that were today, it would be like, come on, go. Almost said it.
Go your button
yourself. Yeah. I'll introduce Mickey. Don't worry about it.
Uh-huh. Hey, kids.
Oh, he's doing it. He's getting Mickey out of it. Anyway. The Olympics are right around the corner, too. And I am shocked. I am shocked at what I'm reading. Adam Rippon shreds lead Olympic delegate Mike Pence over his homophobic policies. Now, the Olympics have always been political, right? So one of our figure skaters, Adam Rippon, very angry that Mike Pence will be the lead delegate taking the entire team over there to Pyeongchang, South Korea.
Really? The vice president does that?
Yeah, well, they do that a lot. So, you know, I mean, remember Hitler's games and all that? They always have a political leader that goes along.
Okay.
So Rippon once said he's an anti-gay zealot, and I don't want anything to do with this. If I have to meet him or anything like that, I won't do it. And then the shocking sentence that this blew my mind. Rippon is the first openly gay athlete selected to compete for the United States at the Winter Games.
No way.
That's what I said. No, that's have they
garbage.
Not seen Johnny Weir? Was Johnny not out? So this means he's going
to
be dressed like a showgirl. If
Boy,
he's the
Tano.
First, if what we've
no
seen,
way.
If what we've seen before is the closeted gays.
Wow,
that story's.
Imagine what he's going to be.
That story's off.
Well, he's the only one, evidently, because I read
brave.
Further. You read further. He's the only one that prior to the Olympic Games has said out loud, "I am gay." It was assumed in all other cases. Johnny Weir, you didn't have to do much work.
What website is this again?
Deadspin.
Deadspin.
Nah. Coming off of
wrong.
Coming off of something else. Oh, we know they're wrong, but there could be a technicality in there that none of the other ones ever said, I'm super gay. They never actually came out and said it. Again, Johnny Weir didn't have to. He wore gay. But if he's the most open going in, I'm going to watch this like crazy. This is going to be an unbelievable.
You know, there's probably, I mean, it's not, right? There's probably a reason behind it because if it's like, if that's out, does that slant the judging?
Yeah, it would make your judges like
judges.
You more. The gays are better at it. The gays
or
are much
the other
better
way, because
skaters.
There's certainly some countries out there that are like.
That's
the
true.
Guy.
The Russian judge would probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, take a look at
Brady
the scores. Let's take a look at the scores for Adam Rippon.
69696969, and the Russian judge just wrote fag. Not quite how Adam thought it would go.
That's a good point. I never thought.
Yeah, no, that is probably a good point. So he's the first openly gay U.S. skater.
So he's going to lose.
But again,
doom.
You don't think the Russian judge was aware enough to look at Johnny Weir's feather cap?
Maybe not.
Say,
I don't know.
You know what? I admire the fact that he's not saying he is.
Well, technically, he has never said he is a Peter Puffer. So I must make this. And then Scott Hamilton.
I think
wasn't
they still
gay.
Believe they could change them.
Right.
So,
well, Mike Pence does.
And so does Mike Pence, yeah.
So
maybe that's what he's assured the judges. I'll have them switched around by the time the game starts.
I thought for sure Scott Hamilton was twink in the 80s, but I was wrong, so I no longer judge. I just judge skating. I don't judge people.
I'm openly gay. How much gayer can figure skating be now that he's open? If what we've seen in the past is the closeted gay performances, I can't imagine. There's going to be dildos and, like, feather ticklers
no,
and Benoit balls.
Not.
Yeah, if he's
instead
the openly
of,
gay one.
Flowers hitting the ice.
Just dildos flying in. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Openly gay skater.
He'd have a nice collection, wouldn't he?
You're the gayest of the gay ones? I don't believe so.
I got to go. I got to go.
Yeah, get out of here. Yeah, you got a long drive today. Good luck. 83rd Avenue and Deer Valley Road at the Albertsons. But, yeah, so just keep that in mind when you're watching. Adam Rippon is the first openly gay athlete in the Winter Games. Think of all you've seen in the Winter Games. All of it. Pair skating's always brother and sister. And you're like, oh, this is creepy if that guy wasn't gay.
And Karen sends us this.
Yeah. It says, in 2013, Mike Pence signed a bill that would put gay couples in jail just for applying for a marriage license. Finally.
About time.
You know what they do in jail, right?
That's where they
drive
do
Mike
it.
Pence crazy. Wait a minute, we put him in jail to punish him and all they're doing is having butt sex like crazy? Damn it, backfired huge. Yeah, so he says, and Rippon's big and loud about it. He's like, you mean Mike Pence that's going to be there, the same Mike Pence that funded gay conversion therapy? I'm not buying it. If it were before my event, I would absolutely not go out of my way to meet somebody who I felt was going out of their way to not only show they aren't a friend of a gay person, but they think that they're sick people. I won't go out of my way to meet someone like that. Bye. It didn't end with a bye, but I assume that's how he ended the interview. So anyway, there's your first openly gay U.S. winter figure skater, which shocked me. I don't care about the Mike Pence story. I don't care. That part of the story was the one that my eyes just went pie plate. What? But Brady, you probably make a great point.
Because even like, you know, some of the lady downhill skier.
They're lesbians. Tons of lesbians and gays in there. You're telling me this is the first openly gay winter athlete? That's all there are in the Winter Games. You get on that ice outside of hockey, ain't nothing but gay. There's no way. I mean, Scott Hamilton still baffles, surprises. You know, my
wife.
That's
what I'm saying. Boitano.
Brian
Boitano,
super gay, but Scott Hamilton was like super.
Is he not out?
No, he's got a wife.
Elvis wasn't.
Elvis, what was
it?
Stoyanko. He's Canadian. Who cares?
Yeah. I don't know.
Stoyanko was a Canuck. Oh. I don't even know if they have straight people there anyway. Of course, there's the first openly heterosexual Canadian comes out. Well, yeah, so there's your story of the year right there. The very first gay U.S. athlete figure skater. And it's fine that he's gay, but I'm just shocked beyond belief that he's the first one to come out. And I wonder if it will affect the judges. Because there's got to be a few of them that still.
He's very good, but he should be in the women's category.
Well, no, when you see the one.
Well, 1.1.
Point one, really? He missed everything? Point one. I give him points. I give you Gunther.
Didn't perfect routine.
I didn't give him zeros.
Everyone else gave him 9.8. 0.1. I saw something hanging out of his bottom. Oh, come on, Vladimir. Ugh, he make me sick. I did not like his suit. All the other guys aren't gay? No, not openly.
And that's why I like my homos. Closeted and figure skating.
If you're a judge of figure skating and you're homophobic, what a nightmare you've put yourself in. That's like cleaning up. It's like being afraid of dogs and being at the Humane Society. You're going to be surrounded by gay. You're a homophobic figure skating judge. Come
they have
on.
A huge judge meeting, and they all draw their events. Yeah. They pick out of a hat. Oh, are you kidding me?
What? I work all 4 years on judging biathlon, and I get figure skating. I took a chance.
great. So many gay guys. I can't imagine the judges are like anti-gay in figure skating. It's counterintuitive. I'm going to show them how to be manly and figure skate. Okay. This is a, you got a big mountain there, buddy.
So here's the list of gold medalists from, since 1984.
Just golds.
84, Scott Hamilton.
Not gay.
88, Brian Boitano.
Super gay.
And then the Ruskies get a run at it.
Double gay, double gay.
Victor Petrenko.
Gay.
Alexei Umanov.
Gay.
Ilya Kulik.
Super gay.
Alexei Yagudin.
G with a capital G.
Yevgeny Plushenko.
I don't know if he's gay or not. I don't remember him.
No way.
Evan Lysacek from the U.S.
Oh,
he was the gay American.
He was gay. And then Yuzuru Hanyi from Japan.
I don't know about that. I've seen a lot of
him. You don't think there's gay
Japanese? If he is, his genitals have been pixelated. No one's seen it. No one knows actually what he's in. But yeah, that Johnny Weir won like third place. And he was like, okay, we've got this guy is
maybe he
so
got something.
He's not
in
on
pairs.
The list.
No, he wasn't a gold medalist.
Or did he
get
something?
No, he's not
in
on the
pair.
Medal list.
Right. Oh, he didn't make a medal?
He didn't make a medal.
I thought he got a medal. Well, Johnny wasn't a, he didn't pairs. He was a
he
single
was solo.
Guy. Yeah. But he was so incredibly flamboyant. He didn't have to come out of the closet. But yeah, there you go. We've only had one, evidently. That says a lot about, you know. Johnny, you know, if I ran into Johnny at a bar, I'd find maybe in the right outfit, she's pretty. I've gone out with uglier
looks
girls.
Looks like Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on,
man.
And the quote is, saddle up.
Saddle up, Johnny Weir does the dance. He's just, he's in something Joan Crawford would have worn.
He's being the
giant hat. He needed to come out, really? We needed an announcement?
I didn't know he was
You
gay.
Didn't think? You just assumed otherwise, huh?
No, I'm just, you can't tell.
Come on. Look at this. It's his fashion in Sochi. And I'm fine with it, but, you know. I guess that's true. I guess that is the trials and tribulations of being a gay guy.
Do we need people to come out officially?
Even scared in figure skating to say so. And just by saying I'm a figure skater is the same as saying I'm gay. I mean, it's assumed. Most of the time you have to come out as a heterosexual figure skater. It's dominated by gays. They're very good at it. It's like Asians in math.
Three-time U.S. national champion, not Olympic gold medal winner.
Johnny Weir. Got his ass kicked in the Olympics, huh? Well, Japanese boys.
I remember the Sochi thing. They were just saying, do not go outside the village.
If you're gay. Yeah they were making a big deal out of that. They were trying to politicize how Russia views are a little backwards. Anyway, Adam Rippon's your first one. I had no idea. Again, I always just assumed that if you're a figure skater, you probably had dabbled. It may not have stuck. Like Jay Moore did about 25 minutes Friday night about he and his friends blowing each other when they were little kids. Because they were all kind of abused. And it was a very funny story, but it didn't stick. I assume figure skaters. You'll just tell me if you like ladies, because I assume the opposite first. Call me judgmental, but I like my figure skaters gay. They move better.
Apparently Johnny Weir made his big splash in the Champions on Ice tour.
Oh. Post. Well, he and Tara Lipinski.
He was a crowd favorite.
Of course. He's a flamboyant showman. Like Cher.
Like,
he's amazing when you watch him. You're like, all right, he's brave. Even gay people are like, that's too far. You're making us look weird.
He's also got a musical career, John.
Of course he does. He's singing Streisand songs in Garland, right? Of course he does, Toledo. These are things you don't need to announce, which is why I'm surprised we're even calling Adam Rippon the first openly gay figure skater from the United States. Come on. But I want to – Brady makes a good point. I want to go back in history and see, like, there was a French figure skater who was openly gay who had a nice performance, but a couple of those Eastern Bloc judges were like, nope. We don't want this infiltrating our manly sport.
Oh, they – you know, it's for sure noted that they're the judging, not necessarily on that, but there's something they don't like about that person.
Oh, it's corrupt. Yeah. They can pick and choose who they want to win.
Where was the face of MAC Cosmetics holiday line called Glitter and Ice?
Not openly gay. I didn't need him to say so. He's probably mad about that. Anyway. Yeah, Johnny Weir would confuse you. You get a little drunk and you're with this flat-chested girl with short hair and you're kind of like, you know what? You're pretty.
Really? Think so?
I do. You got kind of a cool name. I like girls with boy names.
Okay.
He'll be on the broadcast team, won't
he? Oh, yeah, no, he and Tara Lipinski are already making the rounds.
Absolutely.
They're all over the place, so. The Olympics should be quite interesting this year, if in fact that's a dilemma for us, but what are you going to do?
What are we, 2 weeks away?
Yeah, February, first week of February it gets going. February 8th or 9th, I think, they get the ceremony.
Opening.
Yeah, pretty sweet. So get that together. And, of course, the Stormy Daniels story, which has got me excited, too. We've had presidents do things in the past with whores. Marilyn Monroe, notably, still put that guy on money. And somewhere in the last 30 years, we don't like our presidents to be sluts. Even though prior to that,
we're oddly accepting of this one.
What, the Stormy Daniels thing?
Yeah.
Her credibility shot. She wrote a letter and said it never happened, and then she said it did.
Because she signed a non-disclosure in which she was given $130K.
Credibility's gone.
Which didn't happen.
Yeah, and she said that didn't happen in her letter. So you can't judge what – this one's a mess. This story's a mess. But it's still kind of one of those things that I find hypocritical that so many people look back at, you know, the JFK story is just what a wonderful human being. The guy was banging Marilyn Monroe, the porn star of her day. There wasn't really – porn like there is today. So if you got close to porn back in 60, it was her. She was the raciest of the racy. She was the bombshell, everybody. And Kennedy was nailing the tar out of her, knocking up interns and doing all sorts of stuff. Now our president has sex with a porn star 10 years ago, if he did in fact do it. Everybody's up in arms. We've lost our way, America. Our president used to have sex with the hot starlets. Now they've got to hide it. Used to be a badge of honor for those guys. Heck, Bobby and John passed Marilyn back and forth. It was a family affair. America was well aware of it.
And their secretary.
Oh, the secretary and the one girl that was 19 that got pregnant in the pool because John had a business meeting, so she's not sure if it was John or Bobby. She put that in there because I have a meeting. I've got to get out of this pool party. Bobby, continue effing this girl for me. We have a very similar DNA. Hi, I'm Bobby. I'll be taking over the penis position here.
All right.
Somehow or another, I'm supposed to feel sorry for her. Anyway, the hashtag MeToo movement, if it was the Kennedy administration, would have been everyone. We've lost our way.
Be careful with the Kennedys around water.
Always. Well, if Teddy would have done a cannonball, everybody would have had to get out. Cannonball! We have to get out. This is a bad mix. Anyway, what are you going to do? What do you got on the big board over there, Richard?
Oh.
Big board of musical treats today. Brought to you by...
ELOteam.com. Need a house? Hit up ELOteam.com.
Eric's going to a seminar later today.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's got his wife.
Tom Vu?
Tom Vu's in town. He's going to a seminar on how to be a better whatever he is.
He's got Slayer up there, Raining Blood, POD, Boom, Rammstein, Mind Teal, and Devil Driver, end of the line. I think Devil Driver might be coming to town soon.
Yeah. I just hope that Eric gets, when he gets drugged to these things, he doesn't – the one thing I always used to hate when – especially around sales
people.
They
don't have cocktails?
No. Oh, good Lord, if they
serve cocktails. Comes out on fire?
Yes. I used to hate that. When we went to a sales seminar, and I'm telling you, man, life's going to be different for me. And they come out all juiced up, basically – just being a suggestible knob is
what you
become. I
think Eric's got a pretty good head on his shoulders as far as that goes.
We'll
he's
see.
Not susceptible, usually.
This dude he's going to see, though, the rich dad. Poor
oh,
dad.
Is he?
Yeah. He's he'll manipulate your mind. He's pretty
Yeah, the ex-wife used to read
he's
that stuff.
Pretty solid. He's got some, yeah. But that's what those guys are.
I don't
want
to say how that worked for her, but.
Yeah, that's a good point. She was a big fan of
the rich dad,
rich
poor,
dad,
dad.
Poor dad.
Yeah, yeah.
And she ended up.
Yeah, yeah.
Behind bars.
The one I didn't say yesterday.
He didn't follow the book to a
maybe,
T.
Maybe not like doctrine, but
to a T.
Yeah.
She was like a one of those religious
maybe
people.
Maybe it was a little passive.
Christmas and Easter
points.
Of
sure.
Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Sure.
She skipped a couple of chapters.
Yeah.
That
like
could be.
Don't get indicted and try not to do this, try not to do that. But yeah.
And speaking of in the real estate scams, the band member, I think it's the bassist from the Ataris. he's indicted on a $27 million real estate.
He's been stealing real estate money. But I just hope I used to hate that. Those seminars and those things when those salespeople that are kind of – the dumb ones tend to come out of those things really fired up because they're manipulated really easily. They're kind of balls of clay. And then they kind of settle back into the deal. So you make money for a couple weeks and then
80% do.
And you start
you go away. You come out on fire. Again, you know, it's
I just don't understand. You can be on fire for sales. It's basically something you're going to do.
John,
well
you got to keep it going for 21 days. If you do it for 21 days.
That's the stuff that I just start rolling my eyes. I'm like,
see, you only went 20 days.
Yeah, don't talk to me like that.
You didn't give it the
if
full 21.
If you just stay with my plan. I know how you make money. You sell out small venues of people paying $100 to tell them how to make money. You don't make your money the way you're saying you do. You're a liar is
he,
what you
he
are.
He did at one time.
According to him.
But this makes more money now.
Right. But, yeah, if he was doing it, he would just keep doing that and, like, write a book and throw it out. The seminar guys, the business specialists that go out and bark out at all these salespeople that are kind of – and the only time your boss takes you to that is when you guys are sucking.
Then it's so big that the actual guy isn't even there. He's on video. They've trained teams to go around.
You know what that's like? Scientology. It's the exact same thing. But the only time your boss never takes the gangbuster awesome staff – to the motivational seminar of you suck if you have to, and not like Eric's going on his own, but I mean, if your company's like, hey, we're taking the whole team to go get all jazzed up,
been
it
there.
Means you guys suck. Well, you guys were probably sucking at the time. You're a bunch of 22-year-olds that little balls of clay.
Yep.
Yeah. And everybody's going to come out of there going, that's as easy because they make it sound
changed
real
changed my life, man.
Did it? You quit. You quit being a salesperson. That's probably the best thing that happened to you. You started working where the money was. Where you don't have to be a whore.
It took 10 years.
Yeah, you don't have to be an absolute slut whore. Yeah, but for the last two or three, you're like, I'm a slut whore. This sucks. I'm bending over backwards for a guy who reupholsters chairs. And he's mean to me. And I have to take it. I don't mind the seminar part. I hate when you come out of it and start telling everybody how things are.
Cheerleading?
It's like when somebody's born again.
Yep.
They come out and start telling you how your life's wrong and how this is, I've been doing it all. So, okay, settle down. Calm down.
I have found the
secret. None of what you've discovered is new.
I don't know how much of that comes out of that necessarily on the real estate side.
Oh,
it's
tons.
Mostly, I see it more on the multi-level marketing. Now, I forget what the term is. It's
the real estate side. The real estate guys have got those. Because there's a lot of housewives out there who can't figure out.
Distribution.
They want the easy way in, and they think they're getting secrets unlocked for them rather than just saying, you know, hard work and paying attention to your gig and stuff. There's some benefits from it. I don't mind that part. It's just flying out of there telling everybody how things are going to be different. And, you know, oh, I do this now, and that's the old me. It's like, wow, you are easily manipulated. It's like going to a country concert, and then the next day you show up at work with a couple of arrow pocketed shirts and like boots. It's like, what happened to Kurt over there? Oh, he went to a country show. He's going to be different for a few days.
You had a buddy that
My buddy Kurt, ironically.
Oh, really? Yeah. Kurt, okay.
Yeah. Kurt and I used to listen to rock and roll together all the time, like big into the grunge had just started, and he picked up the guitar and he learned fast. And he's picking up all these things. I'm like, that's amazing, Kurt. I just love the music. And Mother Love Bone and all these like other things he was into. Went to one country show with another friend of ours who liked country and came back in a hat and boots. Like a day later.
That's too fast.
He's like, man, it just touched me. I'm like, no kidding. Then he'd hang out with me again for a little while. Start dressing in flannel and jean shorts because it was the time. It wasn't right, but it's what we did. You hang out with Andy. He's in Paisley's and Arrow shirts. It's weird. And that's what I just don't change your entire lifestyle because Tom Vu says so. But you can win things. Things are going to be different, man. Going to be different.
You don't understand, John. There's so many people that are testimonies that they changed their life.
I know.
Tom Vu.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
And it's worked.
The testimonials work. Yeah, well, Tom Vu, I've met probably no one that's used his program and become rich. So you're right. It is a surefire way to get billions. Just count on how many. I mean, name off all the people that did Tom Vu's program and became wealthy in your life. I mean, it's an endless stream of names.
Oh, wait, I run into
none,
one a day.
None, none, and none. I've done the math. It comes out to zero. Tom Vu's the only one. And the girls who got paid to be on that yacht. And the yacht he borrowed. Yeah, glean some information, but don't come out of there like that guy just changed your brain. It's scary.
He's no Don LaPree.
It makes you really kind of realize how easy brainwashing works.
Oh, yeah.
Because I always wonder, how can you brainwash somebody? And then you watch Elizabeth Smart and say it happened in 2 days.
Yep.
It was a repetition situation, and it was fear. Fear of failure, fear of whatever can be played the same way, that you're just not good enough, and it's because you're not following my way. You're leaving so many dollars on the table, it's ridiculous. The next thing you know, you're shelling out $60 to say, the answers are in his book.
Most recent, that family in California.
13 kids. Yeah, 13 kids. And evidently, you know, they just, and you can brainwash your own kids a lot easier. That's your job. You're supposed to brainwash them into what you guys believe. But to just grab somebody and pick them up, there's a lot of weak-minded people out there. 2 days into it, they'd be doing whatever you want them to, dressing in those Paisley shirts with arrow pockets.
John, I got a bunch of chick friends, and every year around April when that concert goes down in Florence, they become country sluts.
For like 18 days.
Yep.
It's the weirdest phenomenon. Back. Yeah, it's the strangest thing. It glues itself to them for a little while, and then it kind of wears off with sun.
Gee, Joanne, you never listened to country before, but this is 3 weeks now.
Yeah. Country Thunder was great fun. And usually it's because they took a boning from a strange country guy, and they think that that's the life for them.
Another fake cowboy.
They start hanging out at Toby Keith's every couple days, and that wanes.
They go into Farmers Only for a while.
Maybe I do like these type of people. Trump's not so bad. Albertson's is where Eric is. 83rd Avenue and Deer Valley Road this morning. Oh, my goodness, does he have stuff. He's got tickets to the Phoenix Open. You can learn how to get a bunch of free tickets to the Phoenix Open. He's going to Albertson's or Safeway and getting $40 worth of products there that they've got marked for you. Then you can win yourself some tickets to the Phoenix Open. Pretty sweet. KUPD stuff, $50 in Albertsons gift cards. Supercross tickets, Monster Jam. And, of course, those tickets I've been telling you about. Albertsons, he'll be out there at 83rd Avenue in Deer Valley. Shortly, we'll chat with him. What do you want to do over there, Richard? What'd you pick?
I didn't.
Let's do Devil Driver since you all said that. I don't even know. Are they coming for sure? Or were they here? The Driver of Devil. Devil Driver's a good
one. I heard Mark Randall talking about him. So
many shows coming, I can't even keep up. Go to 98kupd.com. And the Sanderson Ford concert calendar will guide you to the show you want to go to. You ready?
Not yet.
Oh, come on, man.
You just picked it.
Well, you can pick any Devil Driver song. I'm not going to be picky. Not at all.
End of the line. End of the line.
Did you see the guy in Hawaii that had a heart attack because of the missile announcement that, you know, that missile announcement that happened?
There's all sorts of...
heart attack and died.
Yeah.
And now he can sue. Of course he can.
How can he sue if he dies?
Well, his family can.
Okay.
His family
wife
can sue
is suing.
For because he killed him with that fake alert. So now she can get some cash off of that, which is, I guess she deserves it.
You know, you hear about the stories, people making they just got the announcement.
Yep.
And they're calling back to the States. This is my final call. Just want to let you know.
My buddy John Sharpnick, his sister lives on the Kauai. Called him holding the kid, and John said it was a tough conversation because I didn't know it was fake yet. And she said, we just got the alert. This is probably it. She's got her brand new kid, and she's telling John, she's like, anything happens to me, I want you to take the kid. And John said it was the weirdest thing. I said, you're not going to feel anything. And it was the strangest thing. And then I kind of discovered that it was like, John's telling that story. I'm like, Jesus.
What do you mean you're not going to feel anything?
Well, if that hits you, you got nothing to worry about.
Oh,
it was
a
ballistic missile headed towards them, and they got the alert that it's inevitable. In Hawaii, and called and said, don't worry about it. You won't feel a thing. And he said, I'm not going to have to worry about it. You're not going to have to worry about that. And then it started to kind of leak out that it may have been a goof. Yeah, there's some people who panicked and did a whole bunch of last calls. That would be horrifying. And now it's the boy who cried wolf. Another one comes up and it says, this is not a drill. You're going to sit there and go,
that was in Japan. Japan had it like 2 days later.
Let's wait this out and we'll see. Yeah, because Japan didn't react. Like, oh, it's another goof. So, if you get that alert, it's probably nothing.
And if it is, you won't feel anything.
Exactly.
Don't quote
anything.
John on that.
It's probably nothing, and Brady's right. Go try to find it. That's what I would do. It's coming towards Phoenix. Where's it going to hit? Camelback Mountain. Going to Camelback Mountain. I don't want to be one of them half-eaten-up zombies that lives through this. I don't want to be a guy who has to live underground for a year and a half while nuclear winter guy. Just... The point of that thing just above my head sounds just fine for me. Yeah. Do you want to survive it? If they said it's going to land in Goodyear, wouldn't you head towards Goodyear?
John, I played a lot of Fallout 4.
Yeah.
I think I'm prepared.
Do you have the weapons?
Yeah.
You do? You went and bought all that stuff?
No, but I can fashion
you
them.
You understand.
I knew how to craft them.
That's good. That's smart. Yeah, I don't want to be here fighting for water.
I've seen that documentary on Nagasaki.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, survivors.
That's, you want to be done too?
No.
Brutal.
No, I'm not doing it. The guy who they deglove them. No. Yeah. If they say it's going to hit here, it's got a 100-mile radius, I'm not going to. I'm not hightailing it.
You
want to
be like that Pompeii guy?
Here's the
crouching
thing. Here's the deal. In order to be safe, if they told you the only safe place is Globe, Miami, find that missile for me and put me under it, because I'd rather be dead from a missile than live in Globe.
Kearney. Globe would be the hot market.
Yeah. You can live in Kearney. It's safe.
Yeah, no, it's not. Where's the missile? I'll take my chances of nuclear winter. I've been to Kearney. No, thank you. That ain't the future for me. And I don't want to fight a guy for a place to poop or, like, the safe water. Nah.
John, you think I could get out of DUI with a fake alert?
You got drunk and drove around because you were afraid?
Ah!
I thought I'd be the least dangerous thing on the streets with a missile in the air. We got birds in the sky, man. Give me a break.
John, if you think Tom Vu is a hack, what are your thoughts on Dave Ramsey?
Dave Ramsey's...
more common sense, it seems to me.
A free radio show.
Yeah.
So Dave Ramsey...
And they have their seminars.
He does his
outside.
Seminars, and that's where he makes his real dough.
So, and the books.
Yeah, I would say that there's again, things to be gleaned from it. I'm sure Tom Vu had things you'd be like, okay,
yeah,
that's
these steps. Concepts.
I just get bothered by the people who were down and out, and it took one meeting with a guy, and they think they're going to be billionaires, and they start telling everybody how the world's going to work. And you just roll your eyes like, all right, put it into action. Because in a year, if you're not
free
rich in a year.
Money.
Yeah, right, that guy. It's just simple as can be. The girl that worked with us for a while.
I work from home.
Remember
5 hours a week.
The girl that worked with us that got involved in that telephone scam.
Yeah, the
and
telephone
she was
cards.
Running around telling everybody how stupid they were for not getting involved. You're stupid if you don't get in because this guy's making 80 grand in 3 months. I'm like, wow, that's great. 80 grand, 3 months worth of work. All he's doing is selling phone cards. I'm like, I don't really see a future in it. You didn't go to the seminar. And she's barking at everybody trying to get us to buy long distance in 2006. I'm like, long distance? I got to...
Over half the rates.
I don't even half the rates for what? I don't pay long distance now. Half the rates of zero. I don't get.
Told her
you're making a mistake. All right,
come back in 6 months.
Right, that's what we both sat and said because
yep.
She was all fired up from the seminar. And we're like, talk to us again when you're rich. Prove it to me. Come out of this thing loaded up in your
then
6 months.
I'll buy in.
Yeah, and then I'm in, and I'll get on board. But right now, it just sounds like somebody who got sold a bill of goods, bought into it, and is running around going nuts. Yeah, calm down on Tom Vu stuff.
What? 98. No way. You.